Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the World Credit Union Conference here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. And the sun is out today, George, and it's looking pretty darn beautiful out there today.
It's a beautiful day.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah. And we are here, we are graced with the presence with Mr. George Mbado from Akoska. How are you, sir? Good to see you again.
I'm doing well. Thank you. I love the city.
It is. Yeah. Vancouver is gorgeous. City. Yeah, it's really it's pretty neat here. Yeah, my first time here. Have you been here before?
No, it's my first time to be here.
Me too. Me too. So yeah, it's made a good impression on me. Put it on your bucket list, everybody. If you want to get to a super beautiful city here in the Northwest, Vancouver's the place to be. Yeah, so how's the conference going for you, George?
The conference has been great. Lots of learning stuff. Mm-hmm. I liked one of the key things that I picked with the conference was a keynote on day one, that we think about the future, mm-hmm. the ideas, innovation, and collaboration.
Yep.
More of what the credit union's principle is all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the future.
So that was the big takeaway for you so far?
That's a big takeaway for me.
Okay, yeah. And we're in day four, dare I say? Five?
The day four, the last day. Yeah.
The last, I know, we're in the home stretch, yeah. Yes. Yeah. So make it count, finish strong, all right? So, hey, there's a big announcement regarding Akoska and the World Council of Credit Unions, and that Akoska is now a direct membership with WOCU. Can you share with me what that means, big announcement?
So Akoska is a body that works with the financial cooperative in the continent. That will mean with a current membership of 31 countries, all of them affiliated to Akoska.
Okay.
And we hope that we can get more. Africa is a continent of 54 countries. We've been affiliate members, associate members of World Council, but to move to direct membership give us the ability to scale up our effort to promote the credit union model in the continent of Africa.
Okay, okay.
As you're aware, Africa is a continent of 1.4 billion people.
That's a lot of folks.
A median age of 19. So you need a lot of support and collaboration. That's why I say what I take from this conference is a main stage on idea, innovation, and collaboration. The big ideas of people coming together the way we are trying to do now with World Council.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope this will propel us to do more jointly together.
Okay, okay. And so Akoska, again, is made up of 28 African countries, right?
28, but 28? Now we have new members that have come in.
Okay.
We are now 31.
Okay.
Yes.
And so this,
that's the reason.
So this direct membership really kind of helps, kind of give it some more fuel so you can get all 54 countries, right?
Yes, or we'll get 54, but the bigger thing is now the voice of Africa will be heard under one body,
mm-hmm.
in the world global body through Akoska.
Mm-hmm.
So all the African countries, when they have issues regarding the credit union, that we need to get support, they'll be coming through Akoska, and Akoska then becomes their voice at the global stage for all the African countries.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, that's the implication.
Yeah, no doubt. And I apologize for the sun.
No, that's fine.
It's shining right on your face, George. But oh my gosh. So yeah. So what are the goals? What do you guys hope to achieve here? And how do you guys feel about this announcement? Obviously, you are very excited, I would assume. So
I'll say that many people within the continent are excited. They felt this was long overdue. But the fact that we're able to work together, there are many challenges facing the continent, just like in the northern part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Our biggest challenge today globally is climate change. And I know with World Council and the initiative that we're having, and keep in mind that with climate change, Africa is going to be hit hard compared to other continents because the countries that are closer to the equator will feel the effect of climate change, and that's going to have an effect on our membership. And we believe that with this kind of partnership, we're able to draw more attention, more awareness, to bring more people to understand and help us come up with solutions that will be able to address climate initiatives.
That's been a big topic here at this show, actually.
Yes,
there's a lot of people. I mean, I know there's been at least a couple of sessions on climate change, but I think it's gone beyond that. I think that's a big buzz in the hallways, if you will, that I've been listening, you know, vicariously. So people have been talking about a lot about climate change and its connection with financial services, and therefore, you know, how credit unions can handle that. So it sounds like, again, it's going to be a big deal in Africa as well, just based on what you just said.
Yeah, and I thank World Council, the leadership of World Council, have taken a bold step to be more inclusive than before.
Yeah.
And I think these resonate well with our credit union business model, which is about inclusion.
Yeah.
So it just coming in at the right time that with the challenges we face, we can only achieve it when many people are together and we're working together. The issues around regulation, that then these will help us. World Council is strong on providing advocacy on regulatory matters, and we hope with the CEO and the President, Alisa, the team, this direct membership will provide us an avenue to engage in this particular space.
Awesome. I mean, this is great news all the way around.
Yeah, thank you.
For not only for, obviously, ACOSCA and African credit unions, but also, I think, the World Council as well. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A lot of upside here, George. Yeah. A lot of upside.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, share with us about Mount Kilimanjaro and that whole campaign, and kind of give us a review, if you will, because that big climb was last year, but it's still resonating with a lot of folks who participated in that event.
Yeah, the intention of Climb Africa was to show that there are big challenges in the continent and in the world that we need to achieve, and it's a figurative language, not just to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, but to climb the challenges that we are facing. How do we address the challenges? We commonly use, say, the SDGs, the 17 SDGs as prescribed by the UN agencies. So we've used Climb Africa or Climb Kilimanjaro as a way to help us articulate and create awareness on the credit union impact or influence in addressing that. We had a target of around $1.2 million, which we are almost at 75% at the moment. But in terms of awareness, I can tell you it has been enormous.
Everyone's talking about it.
From stakeholders, a number of us, we were 18 in the group who attempted to climb Kilimanjaro. 14 of us reached the summit in some sort, 8 reached the main summit, the others reached the second summit and the third summit. And remember, this is the tallest mountain in the continent of Africa.
Yeah. Freestanding
mountain, 19,000 feet. And for 3 days, we were above the clouds.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
full
days, we were above the clouds.
Wow.
It shows commitment.
Yes, it does.
One of the things that align, which I thank all those who supported us, there was Mark Meyer, Caroline Wheeler, many people were part of that.
Yeah.
That Johnny Gary Sillington from Two Stage. That shows the level of partnership and why people need to work together, even across borders. We are all the same, but struggling in our own ways make credit union really a special model.
Well, and that was also to raise funds or raise awareness for a credit union academy as well?
Yeah, so since then, what has happened around the academy, we've gotten into the space. Academy has a couple of centers, the Center of Governance, Center of Leadership, there's regulations, there's compliance, there's membership. Since then we've had a number of interactions. The biggest announcement that happened last 2 weeks, we now, through the Climb Africa Initiative, we've signed a memorandum of understanding with Two Stage for the next 5 years.
Oh, wow, okay, cool.
So that's huge,
right,
because
on.
Two Stage will be supporting the work that we do in the continent of Africa in the academy. We are also in the process of engaging with the National Credit Union Administrators, which is the oldest regulatory body in the world, on how to support the work that we're doing in the continent of Africa on regulatory matters. So the academy is kicking, and there'll be more things that will be done through the academy. And the other partners, we are working with Desjardins through the Desjardins International Development Group.
Which has a big presence here.
Presence here. The CEO and Executive Director of DAD are great supporters on the work that we're doing. We are working with them on a climate initiative at the moment, bringing in climate action plan for the continent, which we also believe we can share with other stakeholders in the continent and globally on how we're addressing issues to do with climate action.
Indeed, indeed. Again, so much upside, so much positive news, and so much growth. The opportunities in Africa are going to be just sky's the limit, so to speak. So good stuff.
And thank you, because with the presence that you had last year during the GSC in Washington, D.C., your platform enabled us to reach out. And
oh, really? Oh, good. Well, happy to do that for you.
Lots of people kept on talking about Climb Africa and what we're doing. And I just, as a group, we thank you for the work that you're doing.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome.
Spread the message about credit union model.
Well, the honor was mine to spread that message and help deliver it for you guys. So you guys did all the hard work. I just delivered it.
Thank you.
Good stuff. All right, George. Well, I'm going to let you get going because I know you have a busy day.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for all that you do, not just for the credit unions in Africa through Akoska, but on a global level as well. You are, I mean, you just have this this aura about you, George. When people see you, like, okay, something's happening over there. So we got to go talk to George. So
I think I'm just doing this because there are people who are working behind the scene to support me, both in my office and at home, and even in our space. I mean, the great leaders in the United States of America who've been very supportive the work that you're doing.
Yeah.
And I just thank them all because they've made the continent what it is.
Well, you and your team.
And my team.
At Akoska, sure. Making some huge waves in the industry on a global level. So we thank you for the work that you do. And
thank you.
We'll be here to continue to support any way that we can.
Thank you.
All right, George.
I appreciate it. Thank
you so much, sir.
Our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.